wanted to show you how a big symphony orchestra is put together, Benjamin Britten has written a big piece of music, which is made up of smaller pieces that show you all the separate parts of the orchestra. These smaller pieces are called variations, which means different ways of playing the same tune.
WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, I am Lightning's Girl. Tonight's show is all about Wes Anderson. And my show is Cause and Effect. Each week we pick one artist or a theme and then explore its musical roots for the following 2 hours. And if you're not sure who Wes Anderson is, he's a 43-year-old American film director, screenwriter, actor, producer of feature short films and commercials, originally from Houston, Texas. And he attended the University of Texas in Austin, and that's actually where he met the actor Owen Wilson, who basically became his sidekick, his writing partner, and soon to be a cast member in Anderson's filmography for many of his earlier films. So they met in a playwriting class, and they became roommates, and then they started working on a script together called Bottle Rocket, and they did a short film version of it in 1992 and then extended it in 1996 into a full-length film. And we should probably talk a little bit about Wes Anderson's influences as a filmmaker. And let me cue up a little bit more music as we go into this. Hold on 2 seconds. All right. So he has so many different styles of filmmakers that influence him, but the ones that I should mention most would be Stanley Kubrick, Roman Polanski, and Martin Scorsese, all of which really have a detail of high stylism with really inspired use of music scores. And I think that's, if there's one thing we can all agree, whether you like or hate Wes Anderson films, everybody can remember his soundtracks are extremely poignant. They're almost as potent and as meaningful as the film itself. And one thing that sort of makes me a little sad is Wes Anderson is the one who pulls away all the credit, when really there's two other people behind him or kind of working next to him to make these films happen. So I'm going to get into who these two gentlemen are after this first little bit of song. So without further ado, I give you the Wes Anderson Show.
People are making no claims. seems to know mystery. Sometimes I feel all my sex life's all
over done with, it's over and done with. It's over and done with, it's over and done with. It's over and done with, it's over and done with. It's over and done with, yeah.
Yeah.
Subject's unpopular, but I don't feel like lying.
No, no.
When I think of it now, I acted like a sinner.
Yeah.
I just washed my hands and I went for my dinner.
That's it. You washed your hands and you walked off.
Yeah.
It's over and done with.
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 Talk a little bit more about who these helpful two other characters are in Wes Anderson's filmmaking style. Player number one is Mark Mothersbaugh. He is also perhaps familiar to you because of the band Devo. He's done such a ridiculous amount of film work, including my personal favorite, Pee-wee's Playhouse. So TV and film. But he's really worked with Wes since the early beginning, and I found a really cool quote from him where he talks about how much he loves working with super young movie directors early in their careers because they're still really excited about everything, and that reminds him of the early Devo days and that sort of DIY attitude where you can there are no barriers, you can do and try anything, and it's just doing it because you love it. And so he has a really collaborative relationship with Wes. Literally, Wes will sit on his couch, say, I'm thinking about throwing in this character that he writes the music in for the films in Life Aquatic. And he's going to be sort of out of touch with normal modern technology. So I think we need to have something with Casios. And then suddenly, you know, he'll sit on the fly and write a Casio quirky song. So I really love that they work as a team. And so any of the music, if you love Wes Anderson's film and it's not sort of an English 60s garage or pop song, if it's the score for the film, 5 times out of 7, it's going to be all of Mark Mothersbaugh's work. So definitely when you celebrate the music of Wes Anderson, you can't forget Mark. And when I come back after the next round of songs, I'm going to talk about the second important player in Wes Anderson films. We heard just behind me now is Renee Touzet, Pachanga Deferrant, again from the film Bottle Rocket. We heard Oliver Onions, who is an Italian musician, with Zorro Is Back. The Proclaimers with Over and Done With. And Mark Mothersbaugh with Snowflake. And Mr. Henry's Chop Chop. And Bottle Rocket, again, is a 1996 comedy that featured Owen Wilson, and as well as his brother Luke. And, of course, these guys have all worked together over and over again in moving forward. But we'll talk a little bit about that as this continues. Now we're going to enter into Wes Anderson's second film, and I know a lot of you were saying, you know what, you could just play this entire soundtrack and call it a radio show, and it's true. This is probably one of the most respected and flawless cinematic soundtracks out there, and that would be Rushmore. So I'll tell you a little bit about Rushmore after the music.
Making time, shooting the line, the people to believe in things you say. Gone in a day, everybody leaving. Girl.
bride. Why don't you stop your crying? Here comes Ivor the engine driver to make you feel much better.
I said, steady on.
My name is Ivor. I'm an engine driver. I know him well. I know why you feel blue. Just cause he's late don't mean he'll never get through. He told me of dreams.
Picture of you. Here comes my baby. baby. Here she comes now. And then comes as no surprise to me, with another guy. Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Walking with a love that's all so fine. Never could be mine, no matter how I try.
tiny piece of colored glass, my love was born. And reds and golds and yellows were the colors in the dawn. Night brought on its purple cloak of velvet to the sky, and the gulls were wheeling, spinning on Jersey Thursday. Tiny piece of colored glass, my love was born. And reds and golds and yellows were the colors in the dawn. Night brought on its purple cloak of velvet to the sky, and the gulls were wheeling, spinning on Jersey Thursday.
Man, that was the equivalent of the best meal ever for your ears. That was a feast. But first, before I talk about what you just heard, Carson, what do you have to tell us?
All right. First Friday's Art Walk showcases nearly 40 diverse creative venues in downtown Richmond between Belvedere and 8th Street and in Jackson Ward and Monroe Ward. The Art Walk features galleries, unique shopping, top-rated restaurants, and cultural organizations. First Friday is a free, self-guided experience held rain or shine between 5 and 9:30 p.m. the first Friday of each month and celebrates Richmond's thriving arts and cultural community. First Fridays is sponsored by the University of Richmond, Venture Richmond, Richmond.com, Style Weekly, Richmond Center Stage, and the Jefferson Hotel. More information is available at firstfridaysrichmond.com.
And broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Rostoff's Coffee and Tea. Family owned and operated, Rostoff roasts coffee on premises daily and offers coffee, tea, and accoutrements and cups to go. Rostoff's Coffee and Tea, 1618 West Main Street, on Facebook, Twitter, and at the web at rostoffs.com. I am Lightning's Girl. Tonight's show, which is Cause and Effect, is all about Wes Anderson. We heard the Rolling Stones with I'm Waiting off Aftermath, also in the soundtrack to Rushmore, which was that whole little clip was all songs from Rushmore. And the Stones actually appear time and time again in Wes Anderson films, but there's so much incredible music to pick from that I didn't want to play a whole set of just Rolling Stones songs, so that is the Stones song for this evening. We heard Donovan with Jersey Thursday, that's off Fairy Tale, John Lennon with Oh Yoko, and one thing I have to say about this particular set and the songs that are in Rushmore is Wes Anderson and a gentleman who I'm about to mention really managed to capture youth and rebellious energy and emotion in the soundtrack. So you have the script and you have the actors, you have the location shots, all these things make a fantastic film, but the music really seals the deal for this film. So the second part to that set was Cat Stevens with Here Comes My Baby, The Who with A Quick One While He's Away. And I'm not sure how many people realize that that song is actually over 8 minutes long, and it's not till the 4:38 mark, I think, is where the film captures that song. And The Creation with Making Time, one of my favorite songs of all time. I love The Creation endlessly. So one person I have yet to discuss is Randall Poster. And you might be thinking, who is that? Well, you have Wes Anderson, who is the co-writer and director of these films. You have Mark Mothersbaugh, who writes the music, the unique scores for these movies. But then the songs that are written by other people and licensed for these productions are picked by Randall Poster. And I think not only is he my new hero, but he might have the coolest job on the planet because he's basically a professional mix maker, but he gets to set them to visuals in the most epic of ways possible. So his technical term is a music supervisor. He's done Rushmore, Royal Tenenbaums, Life Aquatic, Darjeeling Limited, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Moonrise Kingdom. So obviously very important to Wes's career as a director. But he's also worked with Scorsese. He's actually a country fan, so he did Country Strong and was really excited to have an opportunity to do that kind of music. He does Boardwalk Empire, the TV show, Kids, Velvet Goldmine, School of Rock. And so what this means is he not only is sort of envisioning the right songs for the script before these films are often even shot. Sometimes he's picking the songs after the fact, but with Wes Anderson, what's really cool about the relationship is they're actually sometimes building the movie around a mix of songs, a collection of songs that they've built together. So then once they've selected the songs, he gets to pick where in the film it falls. And then probably the hardest part is getting approval or permission from the artist or the record label to actually use the film for both the movie and the soundtrack. And so you'll notice sometimes in the soundtracks that things that were in the movie didn't actually make it on the soundtrack, and that usually has to do with licensing issues. So, you know, some of these artists that he's choosing haven't talked to each other for years, so it can actually be really, really tough to track down music for permission to use it in a film or a commercial. So I salute Randall Poster because really, I know you're probably like me. I love all the incidental music in these films, but I'm particularly fond of all of the sort of eclectic, especially English rock and roll from the 60s that ends up in these films. So I say that, and yet the Ramones are behind me. So obviously there's some exceptions to the rule. But if there was one guy I would kill to have make me a mix, I think Randall Poster would be it. So now we're going to get into the soundtrack to the Royal Tenenbaums. And I'd really like to thank Pelham for supplying a lot of the music tonight. You are a true gem. Thank you so much. So I'll stop talking, and we'll get into the soundtrack to the Royal Tenenbaums.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout. He started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw, it was against the law. And the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
About my way. And I wonder if I'd see another highway. I had a lover, I don't think I'll risk another these days. If I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, it's just that I've been losing so long. Cornerstones and count the time and quarter turns to ten. Please don't confront me with my failure. I had not forgotten
all okay. I can't be myself.
Please give me second grace. Please give me a second face. I've fallen far down the first time around. Now I just sit on the ground in your way. Now, if it's time for recompense for what's done, come sit down on the fence in the sun. And the clouds will roll by, and we'll never deny, it's really too hard for the fly. Please tell me your second name. Please play me your second game. I've fallen so far for the people you are. I just need your star for a day. So come ride in my streetcar by the bay. For now, I must know how fine you are in your way. And the sea, she will sigh, but she won't need to cry. For it's really too hard for the fly.
So we just heard a bunch of tracks from the Royal Tenenbaums, which was a 2001 comedy that was co-written with Owen Wilson. It also starred Gene Hackman, Angelica Houston, Danny Glover, Bill Murray, Gwyneth Paltrow, Ben Stiller, Luke Wilson, and of course Owen Wilson. Fun fact, or maybe not fun fact, but a fact about the inspiration behind that film is Anderson grew up with two brothers, Eric and Mel, and Eric's art is in quite a few of the films, if not maybe all of them to some degree. And Anderson described that the divorce that his parents went through when he was 8 was a really crucial emotional event in all of their lives growing up. And that situation gave premise to the Royal Tenenbaum story. And so the incidental music or the score is all by Mark Mothersbaugh. And then we have this stunning, really almost eclectic versions of songs. You have the punk rock stuff, like The Clash, which I didn't play this evening, but the Ramones, more upbeat things, and then you have some really, really dark stuff. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the songs you heard in that last set after this little promo. I don't want to forget sneaking this in for the British breakfast.
Hello, this is the Wobetides. Tune in to the British Breakfast on WRIR 97.3 LPFM with Gene in Richmond, Virginia, USA, and broadcast live around the world at WRIR.org.
WRIR.
So here I am again. Let's talk about the set list. We heard Vince Guaraldi with Christmas Time Is Here, and that is a Charlie Brown Christmas album. And you have some of that soundtrack music from Charlie Brown reappearing in other moments in Wes Anderson's film. We heard Nick Drake with Fly, Elliot Smith with Needle in the Hay, and I was trying to remember. I knew that he had played the Oscars before he had done a song in this film. And then I realized looking up that he had done American Beauty and that had led him to performing during the Oscars. And this was probably when Elliott Smith was at his, what's the polite way to put this? His least healthiest in regards to drinking and drug abuse. And Wes Anderson had tapped him to do two songs for his film, The Royal Tenenbaum. And unfortunately, that never quite really happened. So we included Needle in the Hay. He really wanted him to do the Beatles' Hey Jude. And unfortunately, that didn't work out. So he did the Mutatto Musica Orchestra's version, which we had played as a talkover track in the beginning of the last set. So it's sort of a shame that we didn't get to hear a little bit more new Elliott Smith music created for, well, new covers for that film. But probably one of the most poignant visuals in all of Wes Anderson film would be the suicide attempt, which is, of course, ironic knowing how Elliott Smith passed away, using Needle in the Hay. We also heard Nico with These Days. Paul Simon with Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard. And the beginning of the set was the Ramones' Judy is a Punk. And if there's one thing I'm hoping everybody walks away from the show thinking, while Wes Anderson is a tremendous tastemaker in his love and passion for music and using it in ways that few directors know how to in film. We also have to thank Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo. Or Ba. I don't know why I have such trouble pronouncing his name the super correct way, and I'm sure Devo fans are cringing all over the place. It's not meant to be disrespectful. I can't seem to get his name right. And Randall Poster, who is the music supervisor for pretty much all of Wes Anderson's film, and is the guy you can thank for tracking down things like Elliott Smith and Nico for these wonderful soundtracks. So behind me right now is Sigur Rós, and the song is called, well, I probably will not pronounce this correctly either, Staralflor? Yeah, I didn't think I'd get that right. Icelandic, even harder than English. So on to Life Aquatic we go, and well, I guess I'll play the songs first, and then we'll talk a little bit about the film Life Aquatic.
Girl with a mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors.
Time is now 8:01, and you are tuned in to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond.
See the dwarfs and see the giants, which one would you choose to be? And if you can't get that together, here's the answer, here's the key. You can freeze like a 30-century man, like a 30-century man. I'll save my breath and take it with me till 100 years or so. Shame you won't be there to see me shaking hands with Charles de Gaulle. Play it cool and saran wrap all you can. Be a 30-century man. You can freeze like a 30-century man, like a 30-century man.
Agora diz que está na onda Zen. Ei, baby, se você vencer, passe amanhã em pé que é seu. A maquiagem vai desmanchar para o seu medo aparecer. 0-0, bora eu vou. Você deu um mole então e marco o gol. 0-0, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu. Você não sabe se vai ou vem. Pouco importa se o dinheiro é seu. Ei, baby, seu cabelo é legal. Moda na gringa é Feliz Natal. Se equivocou, mas ficou tudo bem. Agora diz que está na onda zen. Ei, baby, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu. A maquiagem vai desmanchar para o seu medo aparecer. 0-0, agora eu vou. Você deu mole, então eu marco o gol. 0-0, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu.
Should I try to hide the way I feel inside my heart for you? Would you say that you would try to love me too? In your mind, could you ever be really close to me? I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I will dream that someday you'll be really close to me. I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I'll keep trying to hide the way I feel inside.
Hey drivers, have you ever noticed that little lever to the left of your steering wheel and wondered what it does? Well, guess what? It's not just for decoration. Using your turn signal lets other drivers know what you are planning to do. It's not just the polite thing to do, it's the law. And it's a lot less trouble than sorting out a car crash. So when you get behind the wheel, don't drink and drive, always fasten your seatbelt, and always remember to use your turn signal.
Thank you, Carson. Broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Couscous Restaurant congratulating Jacob Goff in his promotion to executive chef. Couscous offers a seasonal Moroccan and Mediterranean menu, including falafel, lamb, chicken, vegan dishes, plus desserts made in-house. Open for lunch Monday through Friday with dinner Monday through Saturday. For menu reservations or carryout, call 804-358-0868 or visit couscous900.com. Couscous, 900 West Franklin Street in the Chesterfield Apartment Building. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. Tonight's show is all about the wonderful Wes Anderson. And if you've been listening since the beginning, you know it's also a celebration of Mark Mother's Ba and the genius Randall Poster, who is the one who does all the music supervising to track down all of the non-soundtrack score stuff. So we heard lots of material from Life Aquatic, which was a 2004 Wes Anderson film, co-written with Noah, I believe it's, is it Baumbach, who also did Squid and the Whale. He also co-wrote Fantastic, or co-directed, since it's from a book, Fantastic Mr. Fox. We heard, well, behind me right now is Mark Mothersbaugh with Ping Island, Lightning Strike, Rescue Op, and by far my favorite of all of Mark's work for every Wes Anderson film I can think of. And it might just be for that little dance that Bill Murray does. I mean, it literally lasts like maybe 5 seconds, but he does the best little dance in his wetsuit. It's just makes that movie, even though it's not my favorite Wes Anderson film, that scene and this song almost brings it to the top of my list. We heard Devo with Gut Feeling, and it's interesting that with all the work that Mark does with Wes Anderson, it is the first time Devo ever appeared in one of his movies in his soundtrack. We heard The Zombies with The Way I Feel Inside, Seu Zorze with Rebel Rebel, and if you've seen the film, you might recall that a character in the film, who is played by Seu Zorze, does lots of David Bowie covers, and all of which were in Portuguese. We heard Scott Walker with Century Man, another, not only Scott Walker, one of my favorites, but one of my favorite songs that, it's only a minute and 29 seconds, but it packs a punch. And David Bowie at the beginning of the set with Life on Mars. So we move into Wes Anderson's fifth film, which is The Darjeeling Limited from 2007. It's sort of a drama, sort of a comedy. Features a lot of the same people you've seen in some of his films like Jason Schwartzman, Owen Wilson, but this time we have Adrian Brody, and I believe it was also written, co-written, with Schwartzman and Roman Coppola. So we'll get into the Darjeeling Limited soundtrack, which has some fantastic Indian, classic Indian soundtrack work, which makes me think of Carl, who I think is in the building, and I wish he could, Carlito could come running in and hang out for the set, because it makes me think of him. So we're going to have, after this song, Peter Sarstedt with Where Do You Go To, My Lovely.
You talk like Marlena Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jarmer. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications. You got
from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on, yes it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born takes, and they try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head.
This time tomorrow,
baladais sur l'avenue, le cœur ouvert à l'inconnu. J'avais envie de dire bonjour à n'importe qui. N'importe qui, et ce fut toi. Je t'ai dit n'importe quoi. Il suffisait de te parler pour t'apprivoiser.
Aux Champs-Élysées, aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées.
Tu m'as dit j'ai rendez-vous dans un sous-sol avec des fous qui vivent la guitare à la main du soir au matin. Alors je t'ai accompagné, on a chanté, on a dansé, et l'on n'a même pas pensé à s'embrasser.
Aux Champs-Élysées, aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées.
Hier soir, deux inconnus, et ce matin sur l'avenue, deux amoureux tout étourdis par la longue nuit. Et de l'étoile à la concorde, un orchestre a mis le corps, tous les oiseaux du point du jour chantent l'amour.
Aux Champs-Élysées, aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées. Aux Champs-Élysées, aux Champs-Élysées, au soleil, sous la pluie, à midi ou à minuit, il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées. Aux Champs-Élysées.
Thank you.
कर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है
टाइपराइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है
टाइपराइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है प्यार की अर्जी करना हो तो इससे प्यार बढ़ा लो इससे प्यार बढ़ा लो
अपने दिल की हालत लिख दो अपना काम बना लो अपना काम बना लो
जीवन का हम राज ही है जीवन का हम राज ही है हालत दिल की सुनता है
टाइपराइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है
टाइपराइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है भरा लव लेटर देखो क्या क्या रंग दिखाए क्या क्या रंग दिखाए
सादे सादे कागज में सादे सादे कागज में ये रंग मोहब्बत भरता है
टाइपराइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है
टाइपराइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है
हम भी अपने दिल की बातें रोज टाइप करते हैं रोज टाइप करते हैं
हमको जब से प्यार हुआ है ठंडी आहें भरते हैं ठंडी आहें भरते हैं
मैडम अपना हर दिन तुम बिन मैडम अपना हर दिन तुम बिन सूना सूना गुजरता है
टाइपराइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है
टाइपराइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है
टाइपराइटर टिप 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 करता है जिंदगी की हर कहानी लिखता है
So hard not to dance during that whole set. We heard a whole bunch of songs from the Darjeeling Limited, which came out in 2007. It is the first of Anderson's films not to feature music by Mark Mothersbaugh. There were not one, not two, but three Kink songs in that film from Lola vs. the Power Man. But I only chose to play one for this set. Another kind of fun fact about this film is much of the film was taken from Bengali filmmaker's work. His name is Satyajit Ray, and I'd like to thank Carlito. I ran into the board meeting because there's a bunch of RIR DJs in the other room, and Carlito being the specialist in all things Bollywood and Bengali, and I was saying, buddy, help me! And he did. Satyajit. I hope I'm doing that justice remotely. And I love the fact that because of the way Wes Anderson is so passionate about music, that it was actually his music that inspired him to want to do a film that took place in India and made him want to come there and film the film there. So I love that Wes Anderson, and it shows that he's that dedicated to music and adding it to his film that it almost guides, it's the runner to all of his film. I love that music really powers him. So we heard behind me now is Shankar Shakishan with the title music from the Merchant's Ivory film Bombay Taki. Kishore Kumar with Typewriter Tip 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 from also Merchant Ivory film Bombay. Ustad Vilayat Khan, I'm so sorry if I'm not pronouncing these remotely close, Arrival in Buenos Aires. Benares from Merchant Ivory film The Guru. Sharu theme from Satyajit Ray film Charlotta, maybe that's what it's called. Joe Dassin with Les Champs-Élysées. The Kinks with This Time Tomorrow. Yay, things I can pronounce. And then Peter Sarstedt, which I think is how you pronounce his last name, with Where Do You Go, My Lovely. We have, now we're moving on to the sixth Wes Anderson film, which would be The Fantastic Mr. Fox. But one thing I want to do is remind you that after my show, which is Cause and Effect, and I'm Lightning's Girl, I'm here until 9 o'clock. After that is Paul's Boutique.
Looking for something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Red bird danced with a green bullfrog. Well, that's what this song says, and it's called Buckeye Jim. Way up yonder above the sky, a bluebird lived in a jaybird's eye. Buckeye Jim, you can't go, go weave and spin, you can't go, Buckeye Jim. Way up yonder above the moon, a blue jay nest in a silver spoon. Buckeye Jim, you can't go, go weave and spin, you can't go, Buckeye Jim. Way down yonder in a wooden trough, an old woman died of the hoop and cough. Buckeye Jim, you can't go, go weave and spin, you can't go, Buckeye Jim. Way down yonder in a holler log, a red bird danced with a green bullfrog. Buckeye Jim, you can't go, go weave and spin, you can't go, Buckeye Jim.
Handsome little fox, let me sing you folks a yarn. Hey, diddle-dee-daddle-da, doddle-do, doodle-dum. Was a splendid little fella, fella wit and grace and charm. Say, zippy-zee-zack-zah-yappy-o-doodle-dum. Well, like any little critter needing vittles for its midlands, well, he stole and he cheated and he lied just to survive. With a doodle-dum-diddle-da-doodle-doodle-dum. Let me take a little tick now to colour in the scene. Cause the man I lift the yoke is named Margus, Bunce, and Bean. Now these three crazy jackets had a hero on the run. Shot the tail off the cuss with a fox shooting gun. But that stylish little fox was as clever as a whip. Look as quick as a gopher, that was Happer-rack-a-tave. Now those wee farmers sit, where there's a hole was once a hill, singing diddle-dee-daddle-da-doddle-do-doodle-dum. And as far as I can reckon, they're a-sitting up there still, singing zippy-zee-zappy-za-yappy-o.
Thank you.
And that was music from The Fantastic Mr. Fox. That was a stop-motion animation, a first for Wes Anderson from 2009. It was based on the Ronald Dahl children's novel with the same name. It had George Clooney voices by George Clooney, Meryl Streep, Jason Schwartzman, Bill Murray, you know, some of the usuals. And a slight change of pace, because we have Mark Mothersbaugh in a slightly different mode. He does perform on this record with Jarvis Cocker, I believe. We have, who do we have, Carson? My French fan and and lover of this gentleman?
Alexandre Desplat.
And what's his deal? We know he scores motion pictures.
Mm-hmm. He worked on the soundtracks for Moonrise Kingdom, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, The King's Speech, really, like, tons and tons of movies. In addition to that, he was in the he worked on the music department of My Week with Maryland, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, not just Part 1. Fantastic Mr. Fox, as you mentioned, Coco Before Chanel, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, The Golden Compass, Mr. Magnorium's Wonder Emporium. The list really just goes on and on and on.
So we have a talented guy who seems to fit right into the Wes Anderson family. So behind me is the Beach Boys with Heroes and Villains, Bobby Fuller with Letter Dance, and Paul, who has entered the building, has said if he had one bone to pick about that particular song, which he loves, he found it contextually inappropriate for the scene. He thought the lyrics to the song didn't really match what was happening in the movie. So, touche, sir. I guess Randall Poster can't nail it all the time with Wes Anderson. So, Alexandre Desplat with Mr. Fox. Desplat. I knew I'd get it wrong. With Mr. Fox in the Field, we heard Mr. Fox, a.k.a. Petey Song by Jarvis Cocker. Burl Ives with Buckeye Jim, and Art Tatum at the beginning of that set with Night and Day. And now we're on to the inspiration for this set, which was Moonrise Kingdom, and that is Wes Anderson's seventh film that came out this year, and it was co-written with Roman Coppola. And it's, I guess, a romantic comedy drama. And I'll talk a little bit more about the music in the film after we hear some of the songs.
Thank you. Elijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Elijah, too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. Poor old Elijah, he never got a kiss. Poor Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head. You never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid and took her oh so far away, but old Elijah stayed. Elijah just stands there as lonely as can be, and wishes he was still an old pine tree. Oh, Elijah, he never got a kiss. Oh, Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is there any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head.
Moments of Cause and Effect. I had such a great time doing the music of Wes Anderson films, and I hope that if there's one thing you took away from this show, that it's not just Wes Anderson that makes his movies so special, besides all the actors and the script and all the visual eye candy. Mark Mothersbaugh, who does his scores for most of his films, and then Randall Poster, who is the music supervisor for just about everything as well. We heard, behind me right now is my personal choice of something if I could pick for a Wes Anderson film, The Swingle Singers, with Suite pour Clavecin en Mi Majeur. Alexander Desplat, is that right? Close enough. With a track called The Heroic Weather Conditions of the Universe Part 1, A Veiled Mist. Francois Hardy with Le Temps de l'Amour. And if you have yet to see Moonrise Kingdom, I think probably the scene stealer of the whole thing would be the scene that the Francois Hardy song plays in. We heard Hank Williams with Ka Elijah, and there is not one or two, but I think a total of six Hank Williams songs appear in this film, Moonrise Kingdom. It sort of really coincides with the character that Bruce Willis plays. They really kind of built his sort of sad, lonely guy around the music of Hank Williams, what I think is pretty genius. The Choir of Downside School Pearly with Songs from Friday Afternoon, Old Abram Brown. And it should also be mentioned that the music of Benjamin Britten, who was an English composer-conductor from the last century, was a huge inspiration to this film. And one really cool quote I read from Wes Anderson talking about his music was that Britten wrote classical pieces that are meant to have an audience of children but are not written down to children. And I think if there's a sentence that sums up Moonrise Kingdom, I think that's kind of it. I really believe that it's a children's film but not written down to kids. It's not dumbed down, and I think that's kind of what makes it so beautiful. So we have Paul's Boutique up next. Thank you, Carson. Always so nice to have your help in the studio, and I'm going to have one little sneak peek of if I could choose a song for a Wes Anderson film, what would it be? And this would be Lee Hazelwood with We All Make the Flowers Grow.
Sleepy Gilreath is probably the best-dressed man in trouble. In fact, there ain't no problems, he is. Sleepy's our undertaker. He's a quiet little man, he don't bother any of us. Every day at 12 noon, you can set your watch by it. If you got one, Sleepy takes a walk down the main street of trouble. He says howdy, never smiles. That is, unless he sees one of the old folks looking kind of pale. Now, every day when Sleepy takes his walk, he'll take a few steps and he'll turn and look over his right shoulder. Now, he does this so he can keep an eye on his assistant, a full-blooded Indian named Charlie Flood. And Sleepy makes Charlie take a walk with him every day. Because if he didn't, Charlie'd sneak back and drink up all the embalming fluid. And Charlie Flood's drinking is about the only worry that Sleepy Gilreath has. Because he knows we'll all be giving him a little business sooner or later.
Cowards and heroes, listen, my friends. If you have money or nothing to spend, it'll make no difference in 100 years or so. Sooner or later, we all make the little flowers grow. Or later, we all make the little flowers grow. Wise men and fools, two'll get you five. You'll never get out of this world alive. Don't run and hide, it's no use, I know. Sooner or later, we all make the little flowers grow. Or later, we all make the little flowers grow.
clothing call Paul's Boutique at St. Genis. The number is 718-498-1043. That's Paul's Boutique, and they're in Brooklyn.